Good evening and welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Morgan. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app form from the App Store or Play Store. So if you've missed part of the show or would like to share it with a friend, you can also listen to the show by going to the NAGB website at nagb.org.bs, scrolling down the Learn menu to Blank Canvas, where you can find all of our archive shows. And we have a lot of things happening at the NAGB in the next 2 weeks. Forgive my stumbling and my very nasally voice. I'm recovering from a cold. I think like most, at least half the population right now. But we have a lot of really cool things happening at the NAGB in the next 2 weeks. We have, starting tomorrow, we have a teacher seminar. Actually, that's going for 2 days. We're having an art and history seminar at the NAGB from 9:30 to 2:30 p.m. for teachers, any teachers who are interested in learning more about integrated learning. We also have coming up a quarterly event, Friday Night Live. And this one is extra special because we have an open mic night happening on that night. So to all of you writers, performers, musicians, come out with your stuff. Check in with our person, Charo, who is handling that entire thing. We're doing this in collaboration with Good Stock. And get on the stage and show us what you can do. That's starting at 6 p.m. and ending at 10 p.m. this Friday. Don't miss it. And it's super cheap. It's only $7. And you have a night of open mics, good food, workshop, gallery tours, and drawing in the gallery. So if you're a resident, it's $7. If you're visiting us from another country, it's $10. And if you're a kid or senior citizen, it's just $5. I mean, that's an amazing deal. So come out and have a good time with us. Then on Sunday, so this tells you how much things are happening at the NAGB. On Sunday, we have our fourth Sundays. We bring it to you every month. And our fourth Sundays give you the opportunity to come in on our free local Sundays and get a free tour of our exhibitions. That starts at 12 and ends at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. is the last tour. It's a great opportunity. And then, wow, it just keeps on going, right? And then we have on the 28th of February our film screening of Raisin in the Sun in honor of Sidney Poitier's birthday. He is, if I remember correctly, turning 92. Mm. I mean, this man is a Bahamian icon. So we have to commemorate this. All that Cat Island blood. So we are screening that at the NAGB at 7 p.m. on Thursday, next week, February 28th. And then on March 2nd, we have a special workshop with Danny Davis, one of our NE9 artists. It's called Out of the Box. So if you want to learn how to make your own little box that can hold some really cool things and put your own spin on it, you can come out and spend your Saturday morning with us. We start at 10 and we end at 1, and it's always a lot of fun. And you get to work with one of the artists in our exhibition. So put that in your calendars. And if you forgot everything I said, you can just go to our website and look for it. It's all there. But there's something for everyone, and we hope you join us. So getting back to who's in the studio tonight, we have another group of people. I spoke about them very briefly in the first segment. So from the University of the Bahamas Theater Company, we have Dr. Craig Smith.
Good evening.
He's the chair of English Studies. I said it right.
Yes, you did.
And we have two students with us as well. We have Derica Ferguson.
Good evening.
She's an education major at UB. and Kay Darling, who is an architecture major.
Greetings, greetings.
And they are all here to tell us about this wonderful initiative that's only 3 months old, if I got that correct.
About that. Yeah.
It's really new.
It's really new. It's a University of the Bahamas theater company. It actually started a while ago, the inception, maybe about a year ago or so. Dr. Philip Smith wanted to start an acting club. And so we held auditions for the acting club. And we had quite a few students turn out. We had maybe about 30-something students come out to audition. Did you guys come out then?
Yeah, from that
time. And so we started the company. And then we had maybe a workshop or two. And then we noticed that students started not responding, didn't show up for meetings, and so on and so forth. And I think it was maybe last year sometime in the fall, you know, we were talking about what's going on with the students, why they're falling off. And, you know, I figured, well, we didn't have a set goal. We didn't have anything for them to do. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, we need to put up a production. Because, you know, it makes them more invested in showing up and turning out.
You need an end goal.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, we should do a production. And, you know, Philip Smith, myself, Nico, Bethel, and Philippa Colley, we were sitting around the table and we said, yeah, let's do that. And so we tried to figure out what we wanted to do. And we decided on the Colored Museum. And I decided, I wanted to do the Colored Museum because actually, this past fall, I worked with Nico Bethel with Short Tales at the Dundas. Mm-hmm. And that was basically they got 10 new Bahamian writers to write original plays. And they got 10 new directors to direct and so on and so forth. And Cade was actually part of that production as well. Mm-hmm. And so I liked the idea of that. It was different vignettes. And so it was 10 different plays and each play had a director. And so when I thought about the Colored Museum, I thought, well, it's similar to that. In that it's vignettes, it's 11 vignettes that make up the play. And so I figured, well, it's going to be new actors, and so, you know, no one has to be on stage for 2 hours. And so if we have a 5-minute piece, a 10-minute piece, or whatever, it would mm-hmm. be easier for the actors. And so that's one of the reasons why I thought the Colored Museum would work. But the second reason why I thought the Colored Museum would work was because, again, it dealt with a lot of issues that are relevant to the Black experience. But we can talk about that a little bit later on. But so, yeah, yeah. So the UB Theater Company basically sprang up. It's made up of, for right now, mostly UB students. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the students can talk to us a little bit about why they auditioned and what they hope to get out of the experience and so on and so forth. But what I found was, again, there were so many students who turned up for the auditions. So we know that there is a need
and an interest
for this type of events. One of the things that we're doing at University of the Bahamas as well, we do have a film and drama minor. Mm. And so, again, we wanted to bring attention to the minor as well. What we're doing with that minor, we're actually splitting it so we can focus on film specifically mm-hmm. and drama specifically. And so now we're going to have a minor in drama studies and a minor in film studies.
Right.
And so, again, this was one of the ways to let people know that, listen, you can study this stuff here as well. It's mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. just about fun is good, but you can also study drama. You can take courses in drama and production.
It's a real career.
It's a real career, right.
It's
and
not
again,
a hobby.
Yeah, and we've also partnered with the Dundas Center for Performing Arts mm-hmm. as well. We're creating an MOU with them. And so, again, it's an idea of thinking about, again, taking the courses here, putting it into practice here. And when you graduate, you go on to the Dundas or some other production company. You know, film is growing in the Bahamas. Theater is growing in mm-hmm. the Bahamas. And so we're trying to train folks to get into those fields as well, mm-hmm. in front of the camera or on stage and behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, Kade.
Hello.
And Derica.
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about why you chose to audition to be a part of this.
You want to go first?
I'll go first.
Right.
Hello, peoples. Yes. So, as was previously mentioned, I am an architecture major, and that's kind of, I guess, a little off from acting per se. But in that, like, regardless of that, I knew from a long time I had interest in arts, like in the arts. That's everything, music, art, acting, all of the things. And when I first heard about the UB Theatre Company, I was like, wow, I always like this stuff. I want to give it a try. And when I started it, I realized recently that there's more to theater than I thought. Like, especially from just watching it or watching things on TV or whatever, you would think that, oh, it's just memorizing lines. But there's so much more emotionally and mentally that you have to go through. And it's such a good feeling that I realized through it that I just was addicted to it. And I feel like the UB Theatre Company really helped hone those little techniques and skills that you need to just get to the next level.
Yeah.
And it's such a good, and this, like, it's just like the story of it all, especially mm-hmm. the Colored Museum specifically, is mm-hmm. so good. And like, it's like you're giving a perspective, a new perspective to people, and you want to like just show them in an interesting way. Yeah, you thought like this, and it's okay, but how about thinking about this
angle.
Issue? Yeah, from a different angle.
Yeah.
And like our job mm-hmm. is to be the different angle. So I thought it was so cool. Talk
yeah,
about angles mm-hmm. architecture.
That's
no joke.
But Derica.
Yeah, so for me, I always like art as well. I'm passionate about the fine arts, so anything dealing with drawing, painting, dancing, singing, music, drama, I liked it. But I was always timid because mm-hmm. I'm like more the shy one, even though a lot of people don't think I am, but I really am. And so I was really, really timid in doing it. And my first time with experiencing anything with acting was like the little small plays at church. And I got into it and got into writing plays and stuff like that. But I just tend to stay behind the scenes. So I would be the one that's directing or writing plays, but I never would really go to the forefront. And so the ending part of 2018, I think basically the middle part around my birthday, I usually do a self-reflection. I'm like, you know what, for this next birthday, yeah, I want to take risks. So this was me taking risks. And so I finally got the audition, and I was a part of the WhatsApp group, and I'm like, you know what, Derica, you're taking risks, so let's go ahead and do it. And I did it, and it's still nerve-wracking. It's still nerve-wracking being a part of it, but it's also, like Kate said, it's a good experience.
Right.
And it's so much more than you actually expect, like you said, more than just knowing lines, but doing more mentally and emotionally and connecting with the character. And just and being excited to allow the audience to come on a journey with you as you portray mm-hmm. this character. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know, it's really funny because I think that most people who have been in any, who've participated in any kind of art form have ended up in music
mm-hmm.
or dance or acting or visual art. You know, I was one of those people I was able to
mm-hmm.
dip my finger in all
in
of them.
A little bit
I
of
just,
everything.
I decided the visual arts were my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But what I always loved the most about acting, about theater, was that sense of community.
Yeah.
You know, the visual arts tends to be a very solitary journey.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when it comes to theater, there are so many different pieces that have to come together to mm-hmm. make it work. The visual artist, the actor, the stage mm-hmm. manager, this light
right.
person here. I mean, the music.
And that's very, in terms of the UB Theater Company, mm-hmm. again, it's communal in that way. Because, mm-hmm. again, myself and Philip Smith, we're English studies and Philippa is in UB staff. Nico is in sociology. We're working with some folks from the art department. They're creating
mm-hmm.
The set pieces. We're working with people from Physical Plant, who's also working. You know, so it's very communal in that way. And again, too, UB is a small place, but it can seem very big and very disconnected. And so, again, one of the things that I think is important with UB Theatre Company is, outside of bringing the students together, when you first met these guys, you asked them if they're all English majors,
right?
Because they're with me. And so, I think it's really good that, again, you have students from diverse fields of interest. They come together in UB Theatre Company
mm-hmm.
and create and share together. And so it's not just students, it's
mm-hmm.
faculty, it's
mm-hmm.
staff as well. And with the production, we're bringing in the wider community as well.
I mean, it's all those elements, right? And, you know, we're going to talk about this some more in the next segment because it's all very exciting. in the next segment, we're going to talk a bit more about the Color Museum because I'm really excited to learn more about that. And we hope that all of you, our listeners, join us in our next segment. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and you are listening to Blank Canvas on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.